Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Young Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today, we are talking about the depth of dreams and taking your calls for on-air readings. And perhaps we'll be talking about the shallowness of dreams as well.
Yeah, that's depth, not death.
I don't
like depth. Death.
Depth. I'm sorry, I didn't enunciate my consonant. My consonants. Well, some of them I enunciated, just not the P in the middle. But anyway, the depth of dreams. And taking your calls for on-air readings. Our call-in number is 914-338-0164. And we invite you, callers and listeners, to join us on Facebook and on Twitter and here on Blog Talk Radio. Please do follow us if you're a caller or a listener. We appreciate your support. We do have a caller in the queue. Did I announce the call-in number today, Neil?
I'm not sure.
914-338-0164. Doesn't hurt to mention it again if I already did. I apologize. And again, press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation. But let's bring on our caller from 214. Hello.
Hello, hi there.
Hi. What's your name?
First time caller.
Oh, great.
Core.
Say that again.
Core, K-A-U-R.
K-A-U-R, okay. And where are you calling from?
Texas, Dallas, Texas.
Texas. Is it cold there?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Is it cold in Texas today? Well, it's a little bit.
Right now it has been. It's been very fickle. Like, it was warm 2 days ago and then went back freezing cold again. So it's been.
It's been very
changeable.
All over the U.S. have been, you know, are kind of. It's weird because, you know, there used to be more consistency in the weather. But it seems like there's changes, you know, every couple of days it's cold and then it's hot.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it'll be like nice and hot. Yeah, I know. Because we have plants that sit on a patio. So I'm constantly having to bring it in and out. And so this time
I said,
you know what, I'm just going to leave it. I'm going to leave it in the house for the next week until it stabilizes.
Yeah. So, okay, Cor, what's your birth date, please?
Birthday is August 30,
1973. Yes. 21, 4. Okay. All right. And what is your question?
Okay. So the question, I guess, has to do with some changes that have been happening at work and... I'm kind of growing out of it at the same time, but I love the industry that I'm in, which is the beauty world. But I'm also a healer. I do a lot of readings and healing work as well. So just kind of
not sure
where things are going right now.
You left the beauty world and...
No. I still do it because a lot of times I love the whole indirect energy work that I do on people, because it's not just about the beauty, it's, you know, the human body as well, what's going on with them and how they're feeling and looking, their skin and all that.
So you're still doing it, but I because you were saying you wanted to change, but you're
change in as much as the change is going on within the company that I work with. So I kind of don't feel like I don't feel like I'm getting as much support or appreciation
within the company that you work for. Okay. And then you do healing work too.
Mm-hmm.
So what type of healing work do you do?
So I don't really have a name for it because it's just what I have, it goes to God's source and I can see what's going on with them. And there are certain things I'm, I can't name it. It's just I'm able to work with people and I know.
So you work with
how
people, do you get paid to do that? Do you get paid to do that? Or
no, that just seems to be the issue.
Okay, so are you looking to get paid for that type of work? Are you wanting to transition out of what you've been doing? How long have you been in the beauty field? Has it been
a long time, a couple of years. Yeah, many years. And I love it because, like I said, you know, the beauty and healing, it's all in one. It's not, there's really no separation.
Yeah, so just real quick, Cor, and you are 45 years old, correct?
44.
Yes.
45. She's born in 73.
Oh, 45.
I know.
So in 2004, you would have had a change at the age of 31. Actually, 31, it would be the age of 31. So it would be like 2004 to 2005 because you're born kind of towards the end of the year. Can you think back to that time? And
that was a huge, I think that was when my whole, I always knew I had the gifts within me growing up. I could see things and pre-hear things and premonitions, but I never had a name for it. Cause I never really knew about this whole other world. But at 31, I think, at 30 and 31 was like the big knock on the head, like, hey, and I was married previously, and I was like, you know, I'm just holding myself in a cage, and I know there's so much more to the world and in spirit instead of just what I'm doing and where I'm holding myself. So that was kind of my first real, like, wake up.
Okay.
To go out and explore.
Go ahead, Neil.
Well, you see, what's happening, real briefly, your master number is 4. Now, when you were 44, you had gone through 11 cycles of your master number. 4 times 11 is 44. You're born 830, which is an 11, and 1973 is actually an 11 because it's 7 plus 3, and then the 19 ultimately becomes a 1.
Yeah.
So you have these two 11s going on. You've gone through... So you're about, you're ready for a change. There's a change coming up now because you've gone through.
I can feel it. It's just, I'm like, but what is it?
Not quite a year.
No, she turned 45 in 2018. So she would be, she's 11.25.
Yeah, she's a little bit over.
Yeah.
So the change has been going on. So the thing that, what do you do, like massage in your skin? Do you do creams? So what do you do with these people's skin?
What do I do with
in the beauty world?
Skin? Just more makeup.
Makeup.
But skin is very important before the makeup. So that's what makes
everything.
Is it like
in a department store, or do you sell it on your own?
I'm a brand rep, so I go to all the different beauty stores and do that. But I also freelance on this side, but I just haven't had much work on the freelance side. It's more fun.
Here's your journey right now. What you have to do now, in metaphorically, is go more than, you have to go skin deep. In other words, you have to learn about the energies of the body beyond what you already know, the chakras, the things like that. So the more research you do, and the more that you apply that to your, you connect that to your current consciousness and your knowledge, and then you take that and wrap it into your talents and what you feel you want to do in terms of this energy work, all of that is right now on your stage. That's the door you're entering. So it's a door of depth. It's a door that you're going deeper into the elements of the body, and then into the psyche, and then into the soul. Now, if you're really into this, then there's indications that this is where your journey is going to take you, and then you combine it with your narrative, with how smart and knowledgeable and wise you are, and how you apply it to other people's lives so you can be objective. That's where your journey is about, is going. Yes, you've been divorced, because 11s usually, you have 11s in your energy, 8-3, 1973. They always have problems in relationships, all that kind of thing. There might be a child. There might have been at least one child that you gave birth to. I'm assuming.
Yeah, it didn't. It didn't happen though. But as far as it was an abortion, because I knew myself that it would be a mistake.
No, well, that's not as long as you got pregnant, if you aborted the pregnancy, that's all. That's the we're grasping. So there's that energy. Yeah, you're going to be going. Your journey is right.
Car. Are we saying it wrong? Car.
Yeah, it's correct. It's correct.
Car.
So your journey is right. You're in the right spot. What you have to do now is penetrate deeper into the elements of a human being. And the best way to do that is, maybe you've already have some knowledge, but learn more about the chakra systems and things like that, and how they rule different regions of the physical body, and then rule different regions of the emotional state and the psyche state.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, your fingertips are going to be receiving a lot of energy, which will be transmitted to your third eye.
Because there's a chakra in the palm, which is going to,
energize
the
little minor ones.
Right.
There's about 21 minor ones. So that's where
that's interesting about the fingertips, because lately I've been massaging my fingertips and my palms and my skin just a lot. And
because
it feels good,
soul,
but it's like I can't stop doing that.
Your soul is communicating to your body, because your soul has the content of what direction to take.
The awareness where your physical body or brain does not exactly.
Right. Your past lives, your soul, the journey your soul has made is trying to communicate to your current energy today and tell you what directions to take in order to accomplish this goal of being more psychic and healing and helping people. So the other thing you can do is start to consciously connect to your soul, your past lives. What brought you here? What's your history in your way in your past? Also, there's two things. One, you used to have in a past life a pet cricket. You had a cricket and it was your pet. And, in China, they do that. They have these little pet crickets they put in a little cage. Mm-hmm. Well, you have this cricket. So you might want to look into the wisdom, animal wisdom of crickets, spirit wisdom of crickets. Look it up in your book, in research.
Ted Andrews is a good source for animal, animal totems and things like
you
that.
You seem a little bit reluctant in not connecting to that, but look it up anyways. And I'm seeing two bedrooms around you. Are you in an apartment or what?
Yeah, apartment. Me and my husband.
Is it a two bedroom?
One bedroom. It's a one bedroom.
But
okay,
it's two major rooms. I don't know.
Does anyone ever sleep on your couch or anything?
Yeah, when we have friends come over, and because we love to have people over.
Are you in a relationship?
Yeah, I'm married now.
You are married.
Yeah.
Now.
Okay.
And you said you have pets?
Yes, four.
Four pets. Wow. In a one-bedroom apartment. That's cozy.
Yeah. Well, they're all small.
What kind of pets?
Just little chihuahuas and two cats.
Well, you had four pets, so you could have had four crickets running around your house. Those are pets. That's with an extra S.
That's right.
Pets.
And then the death of dreams with the P.
Yeah.
We're having some pronunciation issues today.
Read The Cricket in Times Square. Read that little that book. It's a book. A little young
cricket
adult book.
Cricket in Times Square?
Yeah, The Cricket in Times Square. Read it. It will take you maybe 2 days. It's about 120 pages. It's like a young adult book that was very famous. Cricket in Times Square. I don't know, something about crickets with you. I don't know what's going on.
Is there anything before we move on to the next caller? Is there anything you can relate to us about crickets or any cricket story in your life? Anything? If not, it's okay, but I thought, you know, I'd ask because it seems like there's some significance, at least on a past life level, for you.
But anyways, read in. Maybe you'll find something in your discovery. Maybe it's cricket. Maybe the sport.
Yeah, perhaps cricket. Maybe she's, past life in England. Yeah. Okay, Carr. Well, it was nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you. It was very helpful. And it is interesting with the whole mind-body-psyche thing that you were talking about, because I am trained in that, but I also go outside the box. I'm kind of a rebel in that. I don't want to take everything as truth that someone has written. Like, I go to stories, and I'm like, okay, show me the highest truth. Like, because sometimes, you know, things can be manipulated. So I'm always a truth seeker in the spiritual world. And if I'm talking to someone, working on them, sometimes I can just touch them and they'll be like, oh, you know, my back feels better. And like, I don't know how you did that. Or sometimes it's indirect and sometimes it's direct. But I do know, I think the cricket thing makes sense in as much as just the whole thing, seeing everything else as bigger than it is. But there's so much more to what I think I can see.
Well, you know, crickets are they're the sounds of the night. So there's something to do with the music of night, because usually crickets, they mate at night. So they're rubbing their legs together. That's what produces the sound. And if you think about it, that's, again, somewhat to do with the skin. They're rubbing their legs together and producing a sound. So you're going to hear a sound in the energy of you working on people. You're going to start to hear in your third ear a sound of music, if you will, not Julie Andrews, but a sound of music when you're working on people's bodies. You're going to start to hear music, I think.
Does that make sense? I have been getting more of that when I meditate. I do rub my feet unconsciously a lot, like a cricket.
Well, just don't hop down the street.
A lot of sound vibes.
You went to do that before.
Hop down the street. Yeah,
you did.
Well, not in this case.
Yeah,
but that's good. That's good, Carr, that you're starting to connect to some of our statements, so we're having a nice
dialogue.
Yeah,
a lot of sense.
Yeah, we wish you luck, and you can join us on Facebook.
Thank
we hope that you
do. Yeah.
Okay.
Take care. Are we supposed to give you a heads up from what insights I got more into it? Well, thank you so much.
Yeah,
it's been great.
Yeah, keep in touch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Follow us. What are you?
Yeah, follow us.
Follow
or send
thank
us a friend
you.
Request. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, so we have a few callers in the queue who have not raised their hands, and we will not bring you on if your hand isn't raised. 262 and 303-508, I think it's just listening. But 262 and 303, if you want to speak with us, press 1. Okay. 504. Hi.
Hello. This is Sarah.
Hi,
Neil and Christine. Yes. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Can you hear me? Can you hear
yeah.
me?
Yeah. Yes.
My voice is kind of messed up because I have sinus headache, but I'm here. I'm finally happy to get you guys back again.
Oh,
I haven't talked
Sarah.
To you for a long time.
This
yes,
is Sarah
from Facebook.
Sarah.
The Facebook?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi. Hi, and you
How
just
are
had
you?
A birthday recently.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Give us the full birthday.
I did.
Happy birthday.
It's February 8th, 1951.
Oh, okay, 1951. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And just give us some,
and
my, you know, go ahead.
My question is not for me. It's for one of my sons. He is August 16th, 1993.
Okay.
And he has to go to court. He got into a little trouble. He has to go to court this Monday, and it's like the fourth time he's gone. I was just wondering if this time when he goes to court, will it just be ended and he can just go on about his life because it's stopping him. He can't get a job or anything like that. So
why can't he get a job?
If you, because I mean, of what he's charged, because of what he's charged with.
Oh wow!
He's charged with aggravated battery. He's never been in trouble before, or you know, arrested or anything like that. So it was just something stupid that he did, and you know, he's having to deal with the consequences.
So what? I mean, do you want to give a little bit more? I mean, you don't have to tell us everything, but why? What? How did this happen?
He supposedly was in an area where a little kid was shot in the back of the neck with a BB gun.
Oh my God.
Saying that he did it. But they didn't realize that the kid was hit till like hours and hours later. But it was only like she had to get some stitches. And they didn't even know that it wasn't really bleeding that bad. So the people around didn't even realize it. So they're blaming him for
Does
going
he own
in.
A
I don't know
gun?
If he, no, he was just in the company that he was keeping. I guess they had he said that the kid had the BB gun and she was playing with it and he took it from her. And that's the story. I don't know. I wasn't there, but this happened way a year ago. So the mother is blaming him. She wasn't at the house when it happened, but I guess some people said he was there and they're blaming him. I don't
so
know.
So apparently his fingerprints are on the gun? I mean, that's the problem,
no,
I guess.
No. It was just he say thing.
Right, but you're saying he's saying that he took the gun from her, which would, you know, I mean,
right.
That would indicate
right.
that he had physical contact with the gun, according to his story.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Right. So, a year later,
her mother sees him and asks him why he's not in jail. And, you know, she calls the police and the police come and arrest him. So he's been dealing with this since September. So he hasn't worked since September because they have him charged with aggravated battery. So
and,
when you have an aggravated battery, you know, it's a thing. He had a nice job and, you know, they had to let him go because of that.
They let him go because of it. Wow. And then
yeah.
is he facing jail time? I mean, I would imagine so.
Considering he just did it overnight. He was just arrested. And, you know, he went to magistrate court and they, you know, gave him a bond.
Right, but
you know,
I mean,
the punishment
ultimately for something like this could be jail time, correct? Or is,
yeah,
I mean, is,
right.
Okay.
Right.
And this is the final.
It's a possibility.
Is this supposed to be the
final?
Well,
we don't know. This is to see if the district attorney is going to pick up the charges.
So you don't
to accept
know.
The charges against him. Right. We don't know. And this is the fourth time he's been back and forth.
Wow.
Okay. So one question, Sarah, you said he was there were other people involved. Was he, did he have a bunch of friends that were rowdy or something that were in the area?
Probably so. I don't know. I used to always tell him, you know, don't hang around certain people and so forth and so on. I mean, he's never like robbed anybody or, you know, harmed anybody or anything like that.
He's 25 years old.
24.
Right.
25 years old. I mean,
he's 25.
He's 25. So isn't he kind of old to be hanging around with rowdy kids? Or, I mean, what's he doing with these, these friends of his?
I really don't know. He you know, he's very close. He doesn't want to tell me anything because I fuss at him all the time.
There's something.
You know,
so does he have an attorney?
I can't afford to pay $4,000 to an attorney, so he has a public defender.
What's going to happen? Here's what I think is going to happen. I think he's going to be put on probation because we don't know the facts of the case, but it seems like there might be circumstantial evidence, and there's no real direct witnesses, and we don't know the facts of the case, Sarah, whether his fingerprints were on it, but this is his fourth trial. Or I think you said fourth time he's gone to trial.
Because they keep saying that they got to decide whether they're going to pick up the charges. This is his fourth time gone. It's not a trial, but, you know.
His
attorney didn't show up.
Okay, so he's got some problems there. But there's no direct proof that he shot the BB gun. Nothing's directly linked. So to appease everything, they'll probably put him on probation. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm dead wrong, but I don't think he's going to jail. I think they'll put him on probation.
He doesn't have a criminal record, so I would think there would be probation for this too.
He'll be put on probation. And was he working ever at a warehouse?
But he was working. Kind of like he was working at a warehouse. Yeah. He was guarding a warehouse.
He
was a guard?
Yes. He was working for a low security company.
I want to say something real quick, though. He has to go through the whole trial process. I mean, the trial hasn't even started. So if they probably are going to decide to charge him at this date, and then he has to go through that process, you know, and then hopefully it will ultimately end up in probation.
What state do you live in?
Louisiana.
And he lives with you?
Yes.
I don't know. I think he'll probably be put on probation. I think he'll probably be put on probation. I'm not sure what your ethnic, if you're white or African American or what, you know.
We identify with black. We don't identify with African American.
Say black people think it's a bad word, but it's not.
I was born the same year as you, so I never get the
okay.
To me, I hate the term anyway. I just put it as humankind. But, you know, we are what we are. And so, but that's, that's like saying one blue butterfly and one white butterfly. They're both butterflies. We're human beings.
Right.
But what I'm saying is I pray to God that there isn't any prejudice, biasness directed at your son as a scapegoat. I pray to God for that, one. And then, two, I feel that he's going to be put on probation.
Okay. All right.
So do you
go
ahead.
I've been praying for something. They just drop the charges and he can go on with his life, you know, and get a job because he wants to move. The plans were for him to move to Birmingham with his other brother to work out there for a little while to see what he can do out there. That was the plans before all of this happened.
Right, so now he's stuck, and you're saying he essentially cannot find work because he's been charged with these crimes, and if he is he's under scrutiny for the crimes, and if he's charged, then he's going to have to go through a court process. So my question is, if he's charged, I mean, generally, how fast do these trials move? Clearly, he has a public defender. He doesn't have a regular, you're not hiring an attorney for him. I mean, do these cases move fairly quickly? Do you know? I mean, you probably don't.
No,
but
they drag on forever. They drag on forever. They like to keep you in the system as long as possible down here.
They drag on forever.
And
he won't be hired, you're saying? I mean, they let him go, but he hasn't even been charged for a crime. It seems kind of unfair that his job would fire him without formal charges or even a conviction.
Does he carry a gun as a security guard?
He did at that time, yeah.
But what was a part of his job? What was the job that he lost because of this case? Was it the security guard?
It was a security guard.
And he was like guarding a warehouse.
That's why. But he had
just got that job, I'd say about 2 months before all of this happened.
And that's
no,
when
before
he was
arrested.
Well, so that's another reason why.
Maybe we can manage energy whereby he's not even put on probation. I mean, that the worst I think is probation, but maybe there's an. Is there a letter D or H in his name?
D? No.
No.
No H.
No H,
uh-uh.
No D.
Mm-mm.
Well,
D is the third to the last letter.
In his name.
I couldn't think for a minute.
That's okay.
I can't even think for an hour.
No, a second. You didn't even say it right.
Yeah.
You that joke failed.
I can't even think for it. See, that's how dumb I am. I can't even get a joke out right. But that's okay. Maybe we can get this arranged, Sarah. We'll talk to the upstairs spirits and try to get him off probation. I doubt if he's, you know, I mean, he's a security guard. I can't see why he would shoot a BB gun at a child. It seems ridiculous.
Right.
You know,
but
right.
I would say that he probably needs to be keeping better company if he's being charged with this.
And that's what he's trying to do. He's got to grow up, you know.
Yeah. Sarah, what's the date real quick? Because we got to move on to other callers. What's the date of the court? The exact date?
It's February 25th, 2019. 25.
He's 25 and he's 25 years old. Interesting. So that corresponds to the day. 4/9/10/11/12.
Her Carmack number is 26. So there's going to be, he could be out of the house in a year, moving on. And, you know, Birmingham with his brother or whatever you said. Yeah, let's see what happens.
We'll work on it. But can you, call us and let us know? Because that's, if you're able. Please do.
I sure will. Okay, thank you. And nice
Sarah.
Talking to you all.
Glad you called. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we have a caller from 905 area code. Hello. Hi, who's this?
This is Susan calling from Ontario, Canada.
Oh, hi, Susan. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. A little afraid, but fine.
You sound like you're like talking in a tunnel. You're really far away from us. I don't know if you have a phone.
Does this sound better?
Yeah, and I turned up the volume, too.
Yeah, this is better. Okay, good. I'm having problems with my ex-husband and the separation agreement.
We have a family
cottage up northern Ontario, and it looks like his stepmother is going after the property. This is not ending, and my kids will lose out on their inheritance and their home.
Question real quick. If it's the family cottage, are you two own it together, you and your husband?
My husband never put just in his name.
Oh, so you have a problem. Oh, you have a problem.
Yes.
Okay, so Can we get your birth date and your husband's ex-husband's birth date?
Maybe. Yes, my birth date's January 27th, 1953.
Okay.
And his is May 24th, 1955.
5/24/1955, 5/6/7/11/21/31/4, which I wrote down a 4. And 7, you are, you know, it's really interesting because we have a client who is having she's the same karmic and master number as you, and she's having problems, long-term problems with the divorce and settlement and, you know, anyway, similar situation with extended family. Like that. Okay, and do you have a birth date for the
stepmother?
Yeah.
The mother-in-law, all I know is she's 84 years old. But she's a stepmother.
Okay, so 4 and 8 are the numbers I wrote down. That corresponds to your stepmother's age inverted. I wrote down 4-8. It's 84. But that's also your 4 is your husband's master numbers. So do you want to give us a little bit more detail before we continue with the reading?
Yes.
Go ahead.
My husband is an alcoholic. We were married or still married for 38 years. He became very verbally abusive with the drinking and not working. It hasn't worked in years, blames everybody for everything. My mother-in-law stepped in to give him money to help support him, and I said that was a bad idea because she was enabling him and has been enabling him for the last 6 years. Now he's totally indebted into her, and now she's going after the cottage, I guess, for repayment. He lives up north at the cottage, and I live in the city. I'm 66 years old, and I work 2 jobs to support myself. And it is breaking my heart that my life has come to this. I want to save the cottage for my kids. It's their happy place, but this woman is... She just wants me. What else can I tell you?
Well, can I ask you?
I don't believe my husband is well. Yes.
Was the money that the mother-in-law gave to the son, was that under any kind of written contract to pay back?
No. No.
Okay. Whose name is on the title of the cottage?
My husband's name.
And what is he agreeing?
Only.
What is he agreeing to do? Because he has children.
Well, there.
He's not agreeing to anything. He doesn't care anymore. He's not mentally well with the alcohol.
But these are adult children we're talking about. They're not children, right?
No, they're adults. They're adults.
Yeah,
33,
but Susan,
35 and 32.
Your mother-in-law has no jurisdiction over the cabin. It's in your ex-husband's name, and she has no contract for him to pay anything back. So I don't know how this is getting dragged through the courts.
I don't know.
Well, in the settlements with your, have there been any settlement terms in the divorce thus far?
There was settlement terms in October, but he offered the settlement. I okayed it, and then he came back and wanted more money, and I sent it back, and I wanted more information on his finance that he did not put in the financial statement.
October
so entered. 10 weeks later, they're coming back for going after the cottage.
So I don't understand.
Who's going
after the cottage? I think the
person going after the cottage is my husband's stepmother.
She's going after the cottage because she wants to be paid back. So in terms of the divorce settlement, are you what I'm unclear on is you say your husband wasn't working and stuff. So is he seeking money from you in the divorce settlement rather than?
Yes, he wants money from me.
He
wants money from me because I have been supporting him my whole life.
Wow.
But he wants money from me.
You don't have good rapport with your ex, but does your ex have good rapport with his children?
Not really, not anymore.
Well, has he stayed
in contact? But the only contact is through text message.
Okay, so did he state that he wants to give it to his stepmother? Is he fighting her on it? You said he doesn't care, but.
He doesn't care. He's doing whatever she wants because he owes her so much money. The kids are not involved. They hardly have spoken to him or seen him in months and years.
Okay, how much is this cottage worth?
This cottage worth $700,000.
Wow.
Oh, it's a nice cottage.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
there's actually three cottages on the property.
And he owns all three?
Yes.
And they're each around $250,000?
Yes.
That's
okay.
$250,000. So, but I don't understand, you know, if he doesn't have a relationship with the children and it's his cottage, I mean, why would he?
Because he's indebted to the stepmother because she could get a lot of money.
Yeah, I got that. But why would he even involve the children in the cottage if he, you know,
He's always told the children that the cottages would go to them, that this was their place. He's always said that.
Well, the only thing that can appeal to your ex is if the children wrote him a letter and said, please, Dad, you know, you promised us this cottage and it means a lot to us. Could you please protect that as our property, as our inheritance? They have to write him a letter because you're not in good rapport with him. The children, they text a little. But if he made this promise, the best you can do in the physical world is have the children write him a letter and just appeal to him. Other than that, you're going to need a lot of energy work. I mean, it doesn't look good. But but let me ask you something really quick. Oh, your husband's born in May. Okay.
Were you going to ask about a May birthday?
Yeah. Well. Do you have two dogs?
I used to. I have two birds.
You have two birds. Okay.
I have two birds now.
Okay. And you used to have two dogs, and now you have two birds. You know, on an energy level, Susan, the only thing I can say is grasping for energy from in the astral world to try to manifest something that's real. And I get two dogs, and you go, I had two dogs, now I have two birds. The only thing I can say is that maybe that's a way to link energy in your favor, because we're working with the magic elements of energy, and we're trying to find some form of validation. You have two birds. What do you have, two sons? How many children do you have?
Two daughters.
Oh, two daughters. Okay, so everything goes in twos. Well, we're going to give it our best shot. No prediction, but you should have your daughters write him a letter stating that, you know, you promised this in our inheritance. It means a lot to us. Please reconsider and protect our inheritance as you promised. And then we'll combine our energy work with that and see if we have some luck.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds good. That sounds very good.
Keep us updated, Susan. And we've never spoken before.
No, we haven't. No, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
I'm just shaking at this revelation. I'm just terrified to what this is going to mean.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's understandable, but you've got to release your anxiety and just...
Yeah,
no.
Are you on any medication?
No, nothing.
Nothing? Well.
Nothing. No,
Susan,
I trust
in
my angels to look after me.
Okay, everything will be fine. Just relax. It's just It's just property.
Property,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now. It's just property. You put a lot of energy into this. I
and
get
she's
it.
Tired. I mean, she's working,
yeah.
And now she's having to support the husband and her retirement. I mean, she should
up.
Be in, you know, retired. And...
I want you to just be really calm, reduce your tension. We're going to try to work with energy, Krista and I, to see if we can help you with this problem. But you got to see your bird agrees with me. And so,
yeah, we can hear a bird in the background. We love birds, by the way.
They sound like parakeets or canaries.
Cockatiel and a parrot.
Oh, wow. What kind of parrot?
Indian ringneck parrot.
Oh, wow.
She is 13 years old.
Good. She's ready to be confirmed.
She's a sweetie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
She is.
Well, good. Don't worry. Relax a little bit here. This isn't a matter of life and death. No one's being buried alive. So relax a little bit. We're going to see if we can work with the energy. And you know what? Let God's will play into this. And what's meant to be meant to be. But we'll hope that your ex does the right thing and protects the inheritance for your daughters, so that they have they can in their later years or their middle years have enjoyment. Let's see what happens. Keep us posted.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much for your help.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye bye.
Bye. Okay, and Susan can follow us or send us a friend request. You can like our pages. We really appreciate it if she does. 920 area code is next.
Hi, this is Linda Lacus.
Oh, hi.
I have a question. I have a husband who is thinking he's retired, and he left me like for 4 months, and which is fine. I really enjoy his energy gone from me, but he's coming back. Mm. And he's been doing some underhanded things as far as our farm is concerned. And I'm just worried that he's going to sell the whole thing out and I'm going to see absolutely nothing from it, because I think that is his plan.
That's interesting. So I'm sure you were listening to the previous caller. So
yeah.
Property issues. And are you also not on the property? Deed?
Oh no, I'm on the property.
Well, how could he sell it from out from under you with your name on the?
Well, that's right, and my name has been on everything. But when we went in, and 2 years ago, he decided he'd sell the cows out from underneath us without telling me anything about it. And when I was gone to Arizona for my mother, because she was having very great difficulties. When I went there, all of a sudden, he got a hold of the banker, and they made a deal with my son, which is fine. I mean, my son deserves to have the place and everything else, but he made a deal with my son, and so he's been taking all the proceeds, and I'm getting absolutely very, very, very little.
Well, I mean, this is community property. He has the right to sell it, but it's community property, so you're entitled to half the assets.
Don't they both have to decide to sell?
No. Cows he can.
Oh, cow. But she's talking about the farm.
But the farm, no. I mean, the farm is going to require both your signatures.
Right.
So, but you need an attorney. Do you have an attorney?
No. Well, I do. Through Legal Shield, I do have an attorney that I can talk to, yes. But I don't want a divorce at this time, because I don't really want to pay out any more money than what I've already paid out for everything that's going on with us.
Well, keep a record of the cows being sold. That's your community. That was community property. There's nothing you can do about that.
Well, he said it was all in his name. That's why he got away with it.
Right, because
how
like
can
I said,
that?
It would have to
be.
Well, if the cows were in both of their names, I mean, it would be easy to sell cows versus selling a farm.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
but,
it'd be easier.
But if he's lying on documents,
you would have to forge a signature.
If he's lying on documents and claiming it's all his, he'll get his in court. So you need to keep in contact with your legal counsel and let him know what's going on.
I mean, I don't think it's possible for him to sell property without. I mean, that's different than selling animals. But what we haven't even gotten her the birthdays. What's your birthday, Linda?
December 4th, 1950.
And his?
April 21st, 1949.
Yeah. Oh gosh, it's interesting. Your 12-4 is his 4-21. So you see how
I know that.
Yeah, you're already aware, and you've never called before.
Oh yes, I'm very aware of that. Yes.
17. Well, you're smart. Okay. You're a 22. Equals 4, and he's got to add 30 equals 3 is 7 together.
Well, you know, you have to get a deed to the property, make sure your name's on and everything. And if you're, because you called and said, I'm worried he's going to sell the farm out from underneath you. Well, just get a copy of the deed, and you know, and find an individual counsel. If you do have Legal Shield, find an individual that you can work with, and let that person keep notes on things. Because, I mean, I don't know. You don't have too much to worry about. He can't sell the property from underneath you if you're on the deed.
Yeah. What I mean specifically, and interesting, there are 4 and 2, 1, 2, 3. Yeah. What I mean, why are you worried about the property specifically? Since, I mean, when you sell a property, there's so many things that need to be done, and you know, the signatures and the bank, it's virtually going to be impossible for him to falsify documents.
Yeah, I think it will be too, but it's not just the property itself. We have millions of dollars worth of equipment, and he's been selling them to Brandon. And he takes the proceeds from it, and he puts it into our farm checking account, which I only have limited access to. And then he runs away with whatever is in there. And
oh,
he thinks it's all his, and he's not giving me practically anything.
Well, you have – that's community property. And you're under his control, that he can do whatever you want, and you're not thinking legally that you have rights.
But the thing is that they have a checking. This is a joint checking account? You're saying you have limited
That's
access.
That's correct.
It's joint.
Yes, and I have limited access. Yeah.
But anybody could, like, he can go into the joint account and take all the money and close the account if he wanted to. So that's the problem.
Still community.
That's exactly
community.
Right.
Yeah, he can.
He
that's
can.
Why you need legal counsel.
Right.
It's still community. So even if he's taking from the community property, and he, whatever he's doing with it, the crime is he's stealing from the community property,
right. So
which,
like,
is half your assets.
If you were going to divorce, which you say you don't want to do, if you were going to divorce, you should keep a log of everything he sold. And that amount, like in a divorce, should be deducted from his settlement, because the fact that he's, you know, tapping
right.
into the community.
You've got to understand, we can't give legal counsel. We're not licensed.
No, I know. And I didn't mean to ask that.
No, we can't. So we have to state that. We're not giving legal counsel.
No, I understand.
Yeah. We're giving common knowledge, common courtesy knowledge and psychic impression.
Right.
You know, in terms of this energy, if you want the psychic viewpoint, psychic persuasion is to go for it, but you need legal advice. I'm getting this lack of reinforcement coming from you, that you just feel like you're helpless and this is happening.
Well, part of the reason is she doesn't, I mean, you can get legal counsel and you don't have to divorce, but she doesn't want to get a divorce either.
Well,
you know,
I'm
that's
talking about
difficult.
Divorce.
I know but when you get into legal proceedings within a marriage, I mean, it's like,
yeah, but
you know,
there might be a way for you to put on record what he's doing so that there's a record of this and get a
Oh, well,
a
my accountant's got all that, so.
Oh.
So you have done that. Do you
have
an attorney?
We have an accountant. We have a really good, accountant who has to identify every little last purchase and every little last everything we've got. So I can get those records anytime I need to.
Okay, well, your call was, I'm afraid he's going to sell that farm out from underneath me. That's what you said. And I don't
That's
see how
true,
he's
and I'm still worried about it, yeah.
No, how can he do it?
He can't. Well, she's saying equipment he's selling, and so that's millions of dollars of equipment.
Yeah.
So that's tapping into, and the fact is they're still married and you don't have much protection. The thing is, if you were to divorce him, then they stop. I mean, he can't sell things in the midst of the divorce, and that would be a protective measure for you. It sounds like you're very unhappy in the marriage. I mean, if you have a husband that's going behind your back, why do you want to stay in it? I mean, he's draining your assets anyway, staying in the marriage. What's the difference if you divorce? At least you have more protection over your property in that regard.
I'm just asking.
If you have your personal reasons why you want to stay in the marriage, that's your business. But there are things you can do to protect. If you don't want a divorce and you're seeing this happening, there's maybe another legal maneuver you can do short of a divorce to protect your assets or to keep account of them, because these monies that he's got, whatever he's doing with it, maybe in the long run, you'll get more share of the farm. I don't know how it's going to work out, but it could be documented that you have now more share of the farm. You see, but we can't give legal counsel. We keep doing it. We're trying to help you, and we're trying to give you ideas psychically.
No, you're doing a great job. I appreciate it. Okay.
Well, go ahead.
I've been having trouble with trying to bring money in. And I don't know if that's going to clear up anytime sooner. I would like some of my own money to be coming in. And I do energy work and different things like that.
Is that what you do for a living?
I'm really retired, but I keep taking on classes that I really enjoy. And almost all of it is doing.
Let me tell you something. I was getting a teacher around you, like teaching. And the only thing I can come up with right now is that you're taking classes, but maybe you can do some teaching or energy work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any teachers in your family?
Oh, yeah, my mom, me.
What? We were just getting our 60-second warning at the time you responded, so it drowned you out. Repeat what you said?
Mom and me.
So you were teacher, mother teacher.
What were you a teacher
of? I didn't teach in a school. I taught children who had dyslexia.
Oh, well then, I was thinking you were doing tutoring. So that's what you need to get back into.
Okay. I don't care for that, but all right.
Well, some kind of teaching. Convert it to energy work. Convert it to energy work,
Linda. Okay. Thank
Linda.
You guys. You were pretty helpful. I appreciate it.
Good luck. You
said everything that everybody else has always been saying. Get a lawyer.
Good idea to do so. And just posted. You can connect with us on Facebook and call our show again. We invite you to do so, or connect for a private reading. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much, both of you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Good luck. Okay, we are out of time. Didn't get to our discussion, but we will do so on Wednesday. Everybody have a great weekend. Bye-bye.